Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that was first shared on the podcast in September of 2010 by Carlos Kotkin. Here's Carlos now with a story we call The H Word.
Several months ago, I joined a singles dating website that, for legal reasons, I'm not permitted to mention by name. It starts with an M and rhymes with snatch.com. Upon joining this website, I was asked to create a screen name for myself. I came up with The Chicken Whisperer. It was a bit of a challenge actually meeting someone through this site. I wrote to about 500 or 600 women. I'd send messages such as, "Hi, sexy SoCal girl 26. This is The Chicken Whisperer." We seem to have a lot in common. I like to have fun and laugh all the time, too. Tell me about that dog in your picture. The dog wearing the sunglasses and baseball cap. He looks like a real character. Most of the women I wrote to ignored me. But at last, a kind response arrived from Beach Vixen 78. She thanked me for writing and said she would love to meet up for a drink sometime. We did later that week, and I had a lemonade. Her real name was Trinity. She was an attractive woman with dark eyes, milky skin, and long brunette hair. She asked how many women I had met through the website. I told her she was my first. She mentioned she met with pretty much every guy who wrote to her. A healthy knock at my sense of self-worth, but that was good for me. A few nights later, I took her to dinner at a fancy hotel on the beach in Santa Monica. From where we sat, I could see the pier festively lit up. I remarked that the pier looked nice. With a coy smile, Trinity blushed and responded, "Thank you." She thought I had said, "Your hair looks nice." For a moment, I considered clarifying my words. "No, no, the pier." I was talking about the pier outside, not your hair. But I kept quiet, allowing the accidental compliment to make me seem smoother than I actually am. Not that I'm not smooth. 3 dates later, in her apartment, we had what is commonly referred to as sexual intercourse. I can't say I was falling in love with her, nor she with me, but certainly she was charismatic enough to get intimate with. And intimate we got. Not to be too graphic, but I did a little traveling, so to speak. Taking a lengthy trip downtown, if you know what I mean. Her airport had a narrow, well-maintained landing strip. Wink, wink. Afterward, as we were laying in her bed, resting, I stared at her ceiling. Not a euphemism, I was actually staring at her ceiling. I stared at her ceiling and marveled at the power of the internet. That's when she snuggled closer to me and whispered, "I have to tell you something." "I have the H word." The H word. Two H words immediately came to mind. HIV and herpes. And so I suddenly found myself silently praying, please, God, let it be herpes. God, if you give me herpes, I will be the happiest man on earth. I will be your servant. I will help fight childhood obesity. I'll teach the homeless how to read, whatever. I calmly turned to her and asked which H word she was referring to. She sighed heavily and stated, I'm only going to say this once, followed by a dramatic pause. Finally, she blurted out, herpes! Then she squealed and hid under the sheets like a little kid. As she remained burrowed beneath the sheets, I stared at her ceiling and marveled at the power of the internet. For only $39.99 a month, I could catch herpes. Trinity eventually came out from hiding and explained to me as dryly as if she was doing my taxes, I probably didn't give it to you, but if I did, you'll find out within the next 2 weeks. I turned to her and responded, I probably won't burn your house down. But if I do, you'll find out within the next 2 weeks. Sensing I was upset, she quietly told me if I wanted to leave, she would understand. She continued speaking, though I can't be certain of what she said because I was in my car on my way home. The next 24 hours I spent online researching herpes. I learned a lot of things. For one, even though, yes, I had used protection, I was not out of the woods, as one of the main ingredients in transmitting herpes is simple skin-on-skin contact, no visible symptoms of herpes required, as easy as getting into any community college. And here was an added bonus I discovered through my research. It was entirely possible for her genital herpes to break out on my non-genital mouth. What an exciting 2 weeks I had in store for me. While I was on the computer, I received an email from Trinity. It occurred to her she should apologize. She hoped, at the very least, we could remain good friends. She wanted to be friends because she really enjoyed my sense of humor, my easygoing personality, and my infectious smile. Her words. I politely wrote back, thanking her for the email, and letting her know I would have a difficult time considering her a good friend. Because in my book, good friends give each other a ride to the airport. Also, I recommended she change her screen name from Beach Vixen 78 to Herpes Girl Simplex 2. It wasn't so much that she had herpes. People get herpes. That's life. Heck, maybe even I had it, thanks to her. It was how she decided to tell me that rubbed me the wrong way, so to speak. The following 2 weeks, I was on herpes watch. Every little itch, twitch, shiver, tick, tinge, twinge, tingle, bristle, shudder, flutter, and pinch made me nervous. I would freeze and ask myself, what's that? As fate would have it, most of those 2 weeks were spent vacationing in Washington, D.C. with my parents. Every so often, my mother would turn to me and quizzically ask, Carlos, are you all right? You look a little stressed. I'd smile back at her and say, I don't know why. After 2 weeks, everything looked the same way it did before. A week after that, I saw my doctor, a Trekkie named Dr. Kovac, who has a life-size cardboard cutout of Mr. Spock in his office. I told Dr. Kovac and Mr. Spock my story. At the end of it, Dr. Kovac confessed, since people are telling you things after it's too late, I should probably come clean and let you know I don't have my medical license. But I'm hoping for next year. Then he crossed his fingers and laughed uproariously. But seriously, folks, he went on, I do have a license, I was just joshing you. He gave me a blood test for every STD under the sun. The results came back, and it turns out I would not be reading this if I had caught herpes. No STDs at all. Not only do I not have herpes 2, I don't even have herpes 1, which, in all honesty, is a little disappointing. I figured I've made out with enough women to have caught that a long time ago. Clearly, I need to get out there more. So, if there are any single young ladies here tonight who might be interested in meeting me, remember, I'm the Chicken Whisperer.
That is all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.